November 4, 1921. The reason why God used the word fiat in creation. Sanctity in the creature must be between her and Jesus. Jesus, giving his life and communicating his sanctity to her as her faithful companion. The creature, receiving it as his faithful and inseparable companion. I felt all identified with my sweet Jesus, and as he came, I flung myself into his arms, abandoning myself completely in him, as in my own center. I felt an irresistible force to remain in his arms. And my sweet Jesus told me, "My daughter, this is the creature searching for the womb of her Creator in order to rest in his arms. It is your duty to come into the arms of your Creator, to rest in that womb from which you came out. In fact, you must know that many electric wires of communication and union pass between creature and creator, which render her almost inseparable from me, provided that she has not withdrawn from my will. Because withdrawing is nothing other than snapping the wires of communication and breaking the union. The life of the creator, more than electricity, flows within the creature, and she flows within me. My life is spread within the creature. In creating her, I linked my wisdom to her intelligence, so that her intelligence might be nothing but the reflection on mine. And if man reaches such great extent with his science, as to seem incredible, it is because the reflection of mine is reflected in his. If his eye is animated by light, it is nothing other than the reflection of my eternal light being reflected in his eye. Among ourselves, the three divine persons, we had no need to speak in order to understand one another. However, in the creation I wanted to use the word, so I said, fiat, and things were made. To this fiat I bound and gave the power that creatures might have the word in order to understand one another. Therefore, the human voices also are linked to my first word as though by an electric wire, and from it all other words descend. And as I created man, I breathed on him with my breath, infusing life in him. But in this life I infused in him, I placed my whole life, according to what human capacity was able to contain. But I placed everything in him. There was nothing of my own which I did not share with him. See, even his breath is the reflection of my breath with which I give him continuous life. While his breath is reflected in mine, and I feel it continuously within me. See then, how many relations there are between me and the creature. This is why I love her so much, because I look at her as a birth from me, exclusively mine. And then, how did I ennoble the will of man? I linked it with mine, giving it all my prerogatives. I made it free, just like mine. And if to the body I had given two little lights, limited and circumscribed, which started from my eternal light, the human will I made all eyes. Therefore, as many acts as the human will forms, so many eyes can it claim to possess. It looks to the right, to the left, to the back and to the front. And if the human life is not animated by this will, it will do nothing good. In creating it, I said to it, "You will be my sister on earth. My will from heaven will animate yours. We will be in continuous reflections, and whatever I will do, you will do as well, I, by nature, and you, by the grace of my continuous reflections. I will follow you like a shadow. I will never leave you." My only purpose in creating the creature was that he would do my will in everything. But with this I wanted to bring to existence new births of myself. I wanted to make of him a prodigious portent, worthy of me and in everything similar to me. But, alas, the human will was going to be the first to put itself against me. Take a look, all things are done between two. You have eyes, but if you did not have an external light which illuminates you, you could see nothing. You have hands, but if you did not have the necessary things with which to do your works, you would do nothing. And so with all the rest. Now, this is how I want sanctity in the creature, between her and me, between the two of us. I, on one side, she, on the other. I, giving my own life and communicating my sanctity to her as her faithful companion, She, receiving it as my faithful and inseparable companion. In this way, she would be the eye that sees, and I the sun that gives her light. She the mouth, and I the word. She the hands, and I the one who administers the work to let her operate. She the foot, and I the step. She the heart, and I the heartbeat. But do you know who forms this sanctity? My will alone is that which maintains the purpose of creation in order. The sanctity in my will is that which maintains perfect balance between creatures and creator. These are the true images which came out from me.